This is Wade Renthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A study of 6,600 political jurisdictions by the Brennan Center found that the rate of voter purges has increased, dropping an additional 4 million from voter lists around the country. A four-game suspension policy proposed by the Miami Dolphins for anthem protests has rekindled anthem protest disputes with the union and NFL, agreeing to suspend all rule enforcement in hopes of working out a settlement. Statistics cited by the National Museum of Women in the Arts find that female artists earn 81 cents on the dollar for male artists, make up less than 5% of work in major permanent collections in Europe and the U.S., and some 500 major exhibitions from 2007 to 2013, only 27% were devoted to female artists. An analysis of pharma payments to 107 physicians who advised the FDA on 28 drugs approved from 2008 to 2014 found that a majority later got money for travel or consulting or received research subsidies from the makers of the drugs on which they voted or from competing firms. An American graduate student who was arrested during a protest in Vietnam last month will be released and deported. In the U.S., the average work week is 47 hours long. In 2017, the average full-time worker took 17 days of vacation. Swing Left, founded in 2017, is identifying 78 House of Representatives swing districts, 23 of which have to be flipped to change control of the House. They've recruited 400,000 members and raised $9 million in donations. Blue tarps still serve as makeshift roofs on more than 50,000 homes in Puerto Rico. Just 23% of American adults ages 18 to 64 meet federal guidelines for weekly physical activity, according to a report by the Center for Disease Control. The standard is 75 minutes of vigorous activity and 150 minutes per week of moderate activity. The southeast region of the country trails the rest of the U.S. Reports indicate that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 in order to escape charges in Sweden, may be turned over to Britain in advance of the new Ecuadorian president visiting that country in coming weeks. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.